Fall started last week, but it still feels like summer break to Catherine Munoz. That's why she's at the Exposition Center pool at 1 p.m. on a weekday.
Like, it's hot, and you can't stand the hotness right now, and we came out of school early. I came over here to cool off.
She's one of many Angelenos finding creative ways to keep cool. Mary L. Patterson is seeking refuge in the air-conditioned senior center next door. She's waiting for her yoga class to start.
If I have to go back home right now, I drive slowly and I get there and I just open my windows. I have air conditioning, but with the expense of the electric bill, I cool off that way.
The pool and senior center are two of the public cooling stations offered across the city. Libraries and parks are also listed. But tight finances mean they're not always open.
Unfortunately, due to budget cuts, we're opening our doors a little bit later in the middle of the day.
That's Melissa Causey, director of the Hoover Park. Causey says the park staff didn't get any guidance on how to help the hundreds of visitors who come looking for shade, so they came up with their own plan.
We found ourselves walking around offering anyone standing around a cup of ice water. And the excitement that we received from people was just incredible. Everyone have taken the people would stop by on bicycles, grab a cup, and keep going. We'll do it every day if we have to until the heat can kind of, you know, die down.
Health officials say LA is weathering the sun well. Hospitals have seen only tiny increases in heat-related illness. Longtime residents like Gussie Edmondson say they've learned to cope.
If it's hot weather, I deal with hot weather. If it's cold weather, I deal because I have no control over it. So I have to adjust to the weather, not the weather adjusting to me.
The weather is expected to adjust itself a little cooler by tomorrow. Arielle Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.